Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
33486.
Thank you, ma'am. 33486. And may I ask your name, please?
Calling for Robert Peck, who placed an order. I have the order number. I'd like to cancel that and all future orders.
Very well, ma'am. Understood. This is what I'm worried about, though. I rang your zip, and it didn't retrieve Mr. Robert's name. So give me one second. I'm going to ring your phone number, and it's okay, because normally sometimes the zip doesn't get it. So you're okay. Still fine. Yes, ma'am. All right. Now I ran the phone number also. That didn't come. I want to run his name. You said it was Robert?
Peck. P-E-C-K.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure this will get it up. There we go. Can you verify his address, please, for security purposes?
938 Tamarind Way, Boca Raton, Florida, 33486. Do you have that?
I'm going to look and see. Because I didn't expect to see this many Robert Pecks.
Oh.
All right. Do you remember, do you know what the email is?
It would be bobhpeck@gmail.com. I have an order number, if that helps.
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay, 844-394-1421.
What did he order?
He ordered the Perfect Energy.
And what was the fee?
I'm sorry, what was the what?
The price.
Oh, I think it was $5.74.
Ma'am, I promise you I got like 10 Robert Picks. And
how many? All right. Maybe he gave you another number. Maybe he gave you another address. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm just...
Is there a post office box 114 anywhere?
I'm going to see, ma'am, because I'm just going to go through it.
Okay.
Give me one second. That's not him right there.
So okay.
Those aren't him. Give me one second. I'm just checking these because it was more Robert Peck. She said, the address? It was a Florida?
No, well, there's a New York address also.
New York.
Yeah, I can give you that one too. It's Post Office Box 114 and that's Summit, New York, 12175. I'm not sure what address he used. There's nothing with this order number?
No, ma'am. I promise you, that's what got me so startled, ma'am. Because I promise you, I hate when you guys call and I can't get the account for it. It bothers me.
Mm-mm.
So work with me. I'm going to make this. Okay. Let me get that email address again, please.
Bob H. Peck.
So that's B-O-B, right?
B-O-B-H-P-E-C-K at gmail.com.
Thank you, ma'am. And I hope normally the email would get some up.
Mm-hmm.
And it did.
It
all
did?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And I do see that 574.
Yes.
All right. It was for that dash cam. And
yes.
I do see that P.O. Box 114, so thank you for the name and address verification.
Okay, good.
Now, this for the dash cam. And,
yeah.
I know you may be aware that the charge is declined, which it was 574, as you stated.
Oh, okay. So that's fine. So cancel the order and cancel all future orders.
Understood, ma'am. Give me one second. And it'll only truly be a second. So if you're ready for your cancellation code.
Sure.
All right, it's C as in Charlie, 2-5-9.
Mm-hmm. 5 like the number 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 9, yes.
874.
Mm-hmm.
922.
Okay, that's the cancellation number.
Yes, it is. And it will take effect immediately.
Very good. Thank you. What's your name? You're very pleasant.
Thank you, ma'am. You are yourself. My name is Artarius.
Artarius.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good, Artarius. Thank you. Is that all I need to do?
Yes, ma'am, it is. All you have to do is just make sure that you enjoy your day, ma'am, and I thank you for calling customer support.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Good day, ma'am.
Bye now.
All right.